Contract negotiations and contracts. Once a carrier has been selected, a contract needs to be created. A contract can be oral or written. It can be for a single delivery or for the delivery of multiple shipments over a defined period of time. Good practice is that the contract should be formal, written, and agreed upon and signed by representatives from both organizations. A contract is used by both parties to set mutual expectations and to manage their risk and exposure. An important type of contract to be aware of is the master contract, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. 1. A contract that lays out the general provisions of a long-term agreement and governs most of the details of future individual contracts or purchase orders for a period of time. 2. In relation to unionized labor, the contract between the labor union and the employer. In a master contract, all parties agree to most of the terms that will govern future transactions or future agreements. A master contract permits the parties to quickly negotiate future transactions or agreements because they can rely on the terms of the master contract. Only the terms specific to the current transaction need to be negotiated. The writing and executing of a domestic contract is a straightforward process. Standard templates with key sections can be used for most purposes. When executing an international contract, the process becomes more complex. Foreign laws, multilateral governmental agreements, and international treaties must be taken into account. As a result, it is recommended that legal counsel be consulted before writing or signing an international contract. Negotiating contracts. The following best practices provide guidance for the complex and time-consuming process of planning, implementing, and evaluating contracts. Clear and consistent methodology. It is important to follow a consistent methodology when creating and negotiating a carrier contract. Good vendor relationships. The key to a good contracting experience is a good relationship with the vendor or contractor. A good vendor relationship involves integrity, trust, honesty, openness, fairness, and reliability from both parties. Thorough documentation. Keeping thorough records of the contracting process is essential. In the event of a problem or a lawsuit, there is no way for the organization to defend its point of view if the process was not properly documented. Risk management. All contracts should be regularly monitored against pre-established performance measures to ensure quality, but some contracts will require more monitoring than others. Each entity has different priorities and each contract has a different level of importance to the entity, so contracts should be monitored as needed to meet performance goals. Some key topics for negotiation for a buyer and a shipper are listed in Exhibit 6-45. Contract rates. Between deregulation and the advances in technology, there are now many variations of class and commodity pricing structures. Carriers now have the flexibility to reconfigure combination rate and service packages from product to product, location to location, and customer to customer as needed to best meet organizations' logistical needs. A trend in recent years has been to debundle the price of products and materials so that components such as transportation become separate, visible items. Debundling allows the transportation manager to take control of the situation and make conscious decisions regarding the trade-offs between price and service.